fires deep, middle of the field, intercepted. An incredible pick by Patrick Peterson.
Welcome to Arizona Cardinals Underground, presented by the Arizona Cardinals mobile app. Visit azcardinals.com/app.
Touchdown, Arizona!
The latest news and notes from the guys who cover the team.
Oh, baby! They can't block Calais Campbell.
Steps up, throws left side end zone. Roberts caught it!
No way!
Touchdown, Cardinals!
From Cardinals headquarters in Tempe.
Touchdown, Larry Fitzgerald!
This is football at its finest.
Here's Darren Urban.
Well, here we are, the Christmas week edition of Cardinals Underground on azcardinals.com. I'm Darren Urban, joined once again by Ron Wolfley, and I hope you're feeling the spirit right now, Wolfley.
Oh, Merry Christmas, D. I mean, God bless us, everyone.
How could you not, after the Cardinals win in Seattle? I mean, a great Christmas, leading into Christmas victory. Sure, the 49ers decide to take a little bit of fun out of that and play a little Grinch for the Cardinal fans by coming back and or not coming back, but holding on to win that Monday night game. But the Cardinals are 10-5. They beat Seattle in Seattle. They still have a chance at the playoffs going into this final game. I mean, what can you say about a win like they got? I mean, we just talked about it last week, Wolf. We said all the reasons that had to go right.
Right.
They didn't all go right for the Cardinals, and they still won.
No. Well, again, this is the reason why we play these games. It's the reason why we play, because it doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what any analyst in the world says about this game and what their expectations were for that game. Doesn't matter. What matters is what the players think. And going out in between the white lines, this is exactly why we play these games. This is exactly why I can't stand it when players listen to any of the chatter that is out there and actually comment on the chatter that is out there. Because, again, it doesn't matter. Who cares? You could take John Gruden, the highest paid analyst in the National Football League, take John Gruden, and John Gruden can say anything he wants about this game and how he thinks this game's going to go and what he believes about this game, and guess what? In the end, it doesn't matter. It will not impact the game one iota. That's my first thought. I feel so much better. This house is clean coming off of that. Let me say this. My next thought is, to turn the ball over four times on the road at CenturyLink Field against that football team and to be able to win the game is unthinkable. What just happened? Lightning struck 100 times at CenturyLink Field. You tell me that the odds of that happening, you could play the worst team in the league at University of Phoenix Stadium. And if you turn it over four times in that game, there's a real possibility you're going to lose that game.
True
there's
that.
A real good chance you're going to lose that game, let alone to do it on the road. That's thought number two. And then thought number three, Todd Bowles. I mean, it's just honestly, you keep the Seattle Seahawks to under 200 yards total offense in this game. You marginalize Russell Wilson. You mitigate Marshawn Lynch and the damage that he can do in this game. That was one of the best defensive performances I have seen anywhere in the National Football League this year, let alone with the Arizona Cardinals. It's just a flat-out incredible effort by 11 guys. And I'm not going to pat myself on the back here, D, and I know I'm rolling. I know you want to say something right here. I know you want to say something. Forgive me for this. A little verbose.
That's
here
right.
Today, okay? Tis the season,
tis
is
the
it
season.
Not?
Absolutely.
But let me just say, when this game started, I said the defense was going to have to stand in the breach. That this game, emotionally, the energy coming from the stadium, the talent, the raw, unmitigated talent of the Seattle Seahawks, all of that was going to come crashing at them immediately. And there was going to be a breach in the wall. And standing in that breach was going to be 11 guys that were playing defense for the Arizona Cardinals. It was the defense's job to go into that game and say, you shall not pass and stand in that breach and hold back all of that energy, all of the emotion, all of the talent. Hold it all back till the offense might be able to find their feet. Now, did it unfold the way that I thought it was going to unfold? No, it did not. But that's exactly what happened. The defense kept this team in this game until the offense found its feet. And a great play and a great throw by Carson Palmer to Michael Floyd sealed the deal.
When I think of this game, well, the number one I think right now, and I know Bruce Arians is thinking about it himself, I'm thinking, while a ton of stuff goes into how any one NFL team chooses who its next head coach is going to be, the Cardinals got to be a little bit worried that they're going to lose Todd Bowles this offseason. Because he has done a fantastic job, and I think he carries himself like a head coach should too.
Yes.
So that means something in that regard, and that's a topic for another day, really. I think back to one of the many interceptions. I sat in the press box. I'm not going to lie. The game is tied at 3. The Cardinals get the ball back with 30 seconds left in the first half. I'm telling the people around me, just run it. Just kneel down. I know you got a couple timeouts. You're on your own 30, whatever it is. Just be happy with this. And they throw it, and they throw an interception, and the Seahawks almost run it all the way back for a touchdown. They get it inside the 5, and you're thinking, oh my goodness, did they just throw away this game that they are in? Is this the turning point where they've blown it?
And you know how important starting and finishing halves exactly are to Bruce Arians.
And then to see that defense inside the 5 stone Marshawn Lynch twice, and then to totally play with Russell Wilson's head, which they did all day, and screw up the third down play. I mean, the missed field goal was icing on the cake. Even if they get those points, who cares? Because at that point, I think that it was exactly what you said, Wolf. The defense, given the circumstances, given who they were playing, given where they were playing, to me, that might have been, and I've covered this team since 2000 full-time, that might have been the finest defensive performance I've ever seen.
There's no doubt about it. I think it was just the ability of the secondary to hold up in man cover. We played an awful lot of man cover. Man cover was the words for this game. Just the amount of times the Seattle Seahawks were in man cover against our receivers. It came down to that. It really did. It came down to, okay, who's going to be able to hold up and cover the other team's receivers better than the other team? I think we ran the ball very, very well. It wasn't like Seattle didn't have any rushing attack. They did. They had Marshawn Lynch. But, man, when he gets 18 carries for just over 70 yards, you've done your job against Marshawn Lynch in that situation. So it wasn't like they didn't have the element of Marshawn Lynch. It wasn't like they had Russell Wilson in a one-dimensional offense, which is what everyone tries to get Russell Wilson into. It wasn't like that. It came down to man cover. In the team that was going to be able to cover the other team's receivers better, ultimately, you had this feeling they were going to win this game. And to think that you didn't have Tyrann Mathieu and you didn't have Rashad Johnson in that secondary, to think that you had Antoine Kaysen, a guy that is playing very, very well, granted, but you had him playing on the outside, and now Jerrod Powers has moved inside playing that nickel corner position. You had guys playing out of position. That's my point. And to think that you were able to go out there and blanket those receivers the way that they did, knowing that you were bringing some heat, knowing that you were mixing it up and you were mixing up some blitz packages, ran a lot of rundown blitzes as well. Just a incredible, phenomenal performance from the secondary and the young guys. And immediately you got to look at a guy like Tony Jefferson and say, dude, well done. Yes.
The other thing that I really took out of this game, and I'm going to be writing a piece on this that'll be posted on azcardinals.com on Christmas Day, actually, Christmas Day afternoon. Look, Carson Palmer made a couple of horrible throws, and he did end up with 4 interceptions. But I look at this guy, and I think of all the guys that have manned that position since Kurt Warner has left. And I think to myself, if this team had been in the position they were in with 6 minutes to go, down a point, for a guy with 4 interceptions in a game who really hadn't done much through the air, he provides a confidence that is really, it's hard to put there. And I have to say that for all the people that were yelling at me through Twitter, why aren't they benching this guy? It's mind-blowing to me. I know Carson Palmer isn't Tom Brady. He's not Peyton Manning. We all know that. But he gives this team a quarterback they can win with.
Yes.
And he gave this team a game-winning drive that they shouldn't have. That play he made to Jake Ballard might have been one of the finest plays I've seen from a quarterback, especially a guy who can't move. You know, I just it's mind-blowing to me that he was able to create that during the game that he was having. And I just that was the other thing I took out of that game.
Yeah, you know, it was funny because on that play to Jake Ballard right there, you could just see it. I mean, the ankle was bothering me. It's not like Carson Palmer's got great speed to begin with. But now all of a sudden he's got the high ankle thing he's dealing with as well, his mobility. You could just see him. On the broadcast, I actually called him Creeping Death coming out because it was so a Carson, are you going to get outside the box? Are you even going to get outside the box, you know? And then that play he makes to Jake Ballard, you know, there are moments, and that certainly was one of those moments that allowed the Cardinals an opportunity to win this game. And speaking of that, I would be remiss if I did not look at Bruce Arians. Oh, man, B.A. As a former player, I can just tell you that an old coaching axiom is about respecting your opponent, respecting him and not fearing him. And earlier in the week, Bruce Arians, preparing to play Seattle, earlier in the week, Bruce Arians said, this is not a dominant team. He said that we believe this is a very good team, but I don't know if I'd call them dominant. And everyone kind of gasped. You know, I covered my mouth and I was like, you know, as an analyst, coach, how do you say that? I mean, they're dominant. They're 12-2, you know. This is a dominant football team. And, you know, you're playing up there at CenturyLink Field. The whole time, Bruce Arians was just trying to frame it up for his guys. That's what a coach does. Just frame the game up for the guys. What they do inside that frame, that's on a player. But the coach has got to be able to frame it up for him. And that's what he did by saying, guys, I'm telling you right now, they're not a dominant team. You don't have to be afraid. They're not going to eat you and your children after the game. It's not going to happen, okay? This is a good team. Respect them for who they are, but understand we're a pretty good team ourselves, and we can go up there and we can win this game. Bruce Arians framed this game for his team. And right now, when you think of Bruce and the job that he has done, it is lights out. Should be coach of the year, in my opinion. I know people are looking at Andy Reid. They're talking about Andy Reid, all the Kansas City Chiefs. They only won two games the year before. The Kansas City Chiefs, of their 11 wins, 7 of them came against backup quarterbacks. 7. And they play in a division that is not the NFC West. Let's put it that way. There are 3 teams in the NFC West that have double-digit victories right now. 3 teams. There's a real possibility, if the Rams somehow pull an upset again themselves, there's a real possibility they're not going to be a losing team in the NFC West. The job that Bruce Arians has done and Steve Keim. Steve Keim, the general manager for the Cardinals, he ought to be considered for executive of the year, and I'm sure he will be.
I agree with all those sentiments because the reason you can talk players and you have to have talent, but they've had a great synergy between the front office and the coaching staff to turn this around so well. And as we come down the home stretch here on Cardinals Underground on azcardinals.com, the playoffs situation is very simple. We mentioned at the top here, 49ers win their game Monday night. They've taken that part of it out of the equation. So the Cardinals are left with this. The Cardinals have to win against the 49ers on Sunday, and they have to hope that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers can either beat the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans or tie them, and then the Cardinals would make the playoffs. It's not looking real good right now, but this team wants to win 11 games. The games are being played at the same time. Kickoff is at the same time, 2:25 Arizona time. So the Cardinals will not know the outcome of the Buccaneers-Saints game before theirs. They have no choice but to go out and try and win. And I think this team has done a good job of saying it wouldn't matter anyways because we want that 11th win.
Totally agree. You know, look, you win 11 games in the National Football League, and it is confirmation. It is confirmation that you are headed in the right direction, big time. And the confidence that some of the young guys will be able to glean from this season, guys like Andre Ellington, guys like Michael Floyd, guys that are contributing on the defensive side of the ball, Tyrann Mathieu, guys that have stepped in, the confidence of knowing that I can perform well and play well and we can win games because of me and how I'm playing. There is no price tag that you can put on that for a coach. So yeah, you might get to 11-5 and not get into the postseason, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't yield fruit at some point in time. And I think it will in the long term for the Cardinals.
It wouldn't be too bad of a thing to have that 11-5 punctuated by beating the Seattle Seahawks and the San Francisco 49ers back to back as you
Absolutely.
Go off into the offseason.
Absolutely. It's going to be another physical contest. It's this game against the 49ers, very similar to what the Cardinals faced up at CenturyLink Field last week. It was going to be a physical football game. I think if you're going to take any trend from this season for the Cardinals and project it maybe into 2014, I think it is the understanding that you have to be a more physical team in the box when you play in the NFC West. There is just no other way to get around it. You've got to win the line of scrimmage if you're going to win in the NFC West. And the statement that this game could make, if the Cardinals can beat the 49ers and be physical like they were against the Seattle Seahawks, that's something that you can carry over to next season, because it will live in the hearts and the minds of every guy that you bring back to play for the Cardinals in 2014. It's not that I think you can have momentum carry over. I don't believe in that. Not in the NFL today. Right. It's a year-by-year proposition. But the confidence and the certain knowledge of beating the 49ers and splitting in the division, basically going 3-3 in the division, that can be carried over deep in the soul of every guy that is going to wear a Cardinal uniform in 2014. And that's important.
Well, regardless of the playoff odds or the percentages or whatever they might be saying of what's going to happen with the Saints game, I don't think there's any question that University of Phoenix Stadium is going to be a playoff-type atmosphere. I think the fans are looking forward very much to this game. The 49ers still have something to play for, because if somehow the Rams do beat the Seahawks this weekend, 49ers win the division and are the number one seed. And that's mind-blowing to me, because they went into Monday night. If they had lost, they could still be knocked out of the playoffs by the Cardinals. And now, about a week later, they still have an outside chance of being the number one seed. It's crazy, but it's exactly what the NFL loves. It's the drama of the playoff chase. So, for Ron Wolfley, I'm Darren Urban. This has been another edition of Cardinals Underground on azcardinals.com.